Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
If you've been following financial news, then I know you've probably been plagued by a lot of negativity regarding our economic headlines this year. We've got inflation, we've got tax increases heading our way, the possibility of our federal government defaulting on its debt. So it's no wonder why so many people feel uncertain about their financial future. But Eric is here with insights on how to help us navigate all this economic uncertainty. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, he and his team at Heckman Financial right here in San Jose. And Eric's been helping people like you have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. His goal for you is to help you weather most any economic storm that comes your way, especially in retirement. Eric is a certified financial planner. And here's that phone number, 800-454-1184. You can call for a complimentary appointment or text the word VISIT. The other thing you can do is text the word TOOLBOX to Eric, and you can get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth and Other Educational Materials. Just text that word TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184. Remember, you can always find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's definitely going to be always interesting every time we go through this. I don't know. Maybe we should call it a dance. I don't know.
Yeah, right. A dance. I like that.
Or some sort of goofy parade that's awful. but yeah, the whole debt ceiling thing is just, it's like, okay, we're about to max out our credit card. So we need and we're not going to, we can't stop spending because we've already obligated ourselves. So we know, everybody knows we're going to raise our credit limit. But we're just going to all like fight about it for a long time and stress out the economy and stress out people, and especially, unfortunately, government employees that had nothing. They don't even have a say in this game, but they're the ones who always get affected. So, yeah, it's pretty awful when they start doing this ridiculousness again.
So, okay, I'm going to play you Jerome Powell, what he said about, how it's so critical that Congress needs to act to raise the debt ceiling. And I want to get your take on it. All right. So here it is. Here is Jerome Powell.
It's essential that the debt ceiling be raised in a timely way so that the U.S. government can pay all of its bills when they're due. A failure to do that would be unprecedented. We'd be in uncharted territory, and the consequences to the U.S. economy would be highly uncertain and could be quite averse. So I'll just leave it there. We don't give advice to either side.
Okay.
Yep.
But both sides have to pay the price, so.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if you remember the last time this happened, and what was it, about 5-6 weeks, I think it lasted, where, I've got a friend who works for NASA, and yeah, she was supposed to go into work every day, yet she was not getting paid.
And, no.
You don't get paid time off either because they can't pay you even the time off. So it's pretty brutal to do that to people. And what was the end result? They all got their back pay. They all went, it was just a bunch of silliness. So the sad part is, everybody so far, almost the entire country, sadly, is more about caring about, I don't want you to get your thing, or I don't want you doing this because I don't like this. And nobody cares, it seems like, about, why don't we just try to all work together and get things done and get things going the right direction. That really should be where the focus is. Especially even just on personal financial planning. I saw another recent thing where it was 46% of boomers didn't have any, sizable retirement savings. Those are the things that people should be focusing on, not, who has the right to do this, or who doesn't has the right to do this, or I should stop, this, or I should complain about this. And, people spend so much time on other people's issues. And it's like, come on. Now, why don't you spend some of that time and energy putting some money away, saving, investing, focusing on your own financial plan? Because it's pretty obvious that with all this ridiculousness that we just see here, that Social Security is going to have to go to almost probably the same debt ceiling limit kind of thing before they figure that out. They're not going to take it, anything ahead of time. They're not going to take action.
Right.
And so, I think that's why now, I think more than ever, I think people really need to be making sure that they've got some money safe, some money guaranteed in retirement, so that way they've got a baseline of income. Yeah, and then they've got some steady income coming in. And then, of course, they get the market money. And, you know, I think this just highlights all that.
Let's look at the people who have done a good job of saving, all right? They're even wondering how or if they're going to be able to retire soon. So what would you say when you see people like this, what's the very first step that you take in helping them analyze how prepared they are to retire?
Well, yeah. So our process is we take people to this through this process we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. And why worry less? Well, my mom used to always worry about everything. And and so I realized just kind of like if you're driving a car that's on empty, you know, you can't focus on anything else except for that next gas station, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I don't want people having to do is in retirement only being focused on their finances and not enjoying what they're, you know, worked their whole life to try to get to, right? So, you know, one of the first things to do is have an income plan. That income plan takes your money and runs it out from now till, you know, age 100. And is that money going to last? Is it going to last till you're 75 or 95? Obviously, big difference between those two, right? So, you know, that's what we're really trying to shoot for. And once you have that income plan, you really know that you're okay. And so, yeah, that's usually the first step. And then we look at how the things are invested. You know, you can't invest the same way that you did when you were trying to build the wealth as you're trying to take the money back out, because very different math, right?
Right.
When you're starting to withdraw money, you can't wait for the market just to go come back because you're taking the money out every month. And so there's a whole different process. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest issue. So, you know, one of the things I did is I wrote a book called Worry Less Wealth. And you know, we've got that. We also have Will You Be Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement? Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do? We have all these great kind of basically just some downloads and some reading materials so you can educate yourself on your own time. And then if you want to reach out, also in there, we have a spot to set a time to talk. But again, if you want to get these great resources, we've put them all together on one website. It's at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. And so all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, what are you telling people who might be worried about the possibility of a recession happening when they retire?
Well, I can guarantee you it will. You're going to be retired for more than 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
So there will always be recessions and there will always be downturns. You have to have a plan, right? You know, it's just like, you know, my sons and being in scouts, you got to be prepared. And so what's being prepared? Well, being prepared isn't having 100% of everything in stocks and bonds in your 401k, but unfortunately, that's the only option 401ks offer. So the only way you can fix that on your own would be to actually step outside of that 401k. And as you've changed jobs, or if you hit 59 and a half, roll that money into an IRA, then you can have foundational money. You can have stuff that's guaranteed, stuff that can give you a lifetime income. You can have steady income money. You can have all these other things. And what you really want to do is you have to have that, you have to have that plan about 5 to 10 years ahead of time. Right now, the crazy part is the high interest rates have done wonders for some of these guaranteed products. I mean, these are some of the best rates. Everybody talks about all the negative stuff, but these are some of the best rates I've ever seen on some of these products, where you can earn double-digit returns and you'll lock that in. You can't lose it. There aren't annual fees, you know, that you pay or anything like that. So these are some great things that can have some guarantees that can protect your money. And this is one of the best times ever, well, the best time probably ever, you know, to be investing and putting some of these monies away. So, you know, again, you got to take some action. So, you know, the other option too is if you just want to set up some times to talk real quick, you'll be talking with me. You know, you can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Just tell me what you're worried about, what your concerns are. And we can say, hey, yeah, this is some stuff that you really want to take action on, or just at least give you some info. But now is the best time that I've seen in literally probably almost my entire career now, for especially on the guaranteed products, you know, definitely the best time ever. So these are the times where you want to take action before rates start trending back down, as most people predict they will. So again, if you want to set up that time, you can just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we're not done yet. More great advice from Eric Heckman when we come back. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He's been doing this for the past 30 years, and he would love to guide you as well. Now, I want to bring this up. You know this, Eric. You've been doing this for so long. Women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to outlive their husbands in retirement, meaning a lot of them will, you know, be suddenly taking over their own finances, maybe for their first time ever. That can be confusing and very, very scary, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had to deal with it for a lot, several times a year, typically, that we have this happen. And I mean, at tax time, we had, you know, one person whose husband was, you know, on the beginning signs of dementia and stuff. And so she had to, Allison, you know, figure out where all their tax documents were. But we had another client where her husband had brain tumor type thing. And, you know, he was kind of coming back and he was getting healthier. But he always did the taxes, and we just helped her figure out how to, you know, file extension for her and told her, well, here, you know, he really wanted to still do it, but he couldn't always remember what day it was. His short-term memory was gone, so his long-term was still good, but how can you do taxes, you know, if you don't remember all those things, right?
Right.
So, you know, and then we've had another client that literally her husband, if she needed money, her husband would bring some cash home from the ATM. She had never used an ATM.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago. No. This was in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. She had never used an ATM. She didn't know how to check her bank balance other than calling the bank or walking into the bank. You know, she barely checked emails. Well, you can't even set up online access to see your bank balance on an app unless you have an email, right? Yeah, so we had to walk her through that. You know, luckily my team was able to help her, you know, set all that stuff up. But yeah, there's a lot of women who don't really know what necessarily is going on. Or sometimes there's also some husbands out there that have really complicated situations where they're doing a lot of trading and other stuff. And it's just not something that if somebody doesn't care about that stuff, they're never going to be able to implement that. And it's not sustainable in retirement if they're gone.
Let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed between how men and women approach retirement planning. Tell us what things men tend to be most concerned about.
Well, the guys, usually it's all about return, right? You know, how much can I earn? How, you know, points on the scoreboard, right? So how could I get the high score and put my initials on it, right? So that's really what they're kind of more focused on. And sometimes it works and sometimes it blows up fantastically. And so, yeah, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it's really ugly. And so, you know, that's the hard part is that's probably okay during accumulation. It just isn't very useful and isn't a very good thing to do when you're in distribution mode, not for at least all your money, because you got to make sure there's some always there.
So again, women statistically outlive men by 6 years. Eric, how does that fact come into play during retirement planning?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with somebody, you know, and then maybe the husband who calls me up and we do that, you know, that 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what their situation is, and they want to go through the planning and they go, oh, my wife doesn't really care about this. well, if I don't care if that's correct or not, she needs to care, right? You need to care. I mean, you need to make sure, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't care. I just want to go on a vacation. Well, what if your vacation was to Antarctica and you wanted to go to the beach? I mean, you know, you do want to at least know what's going on in the general sense. And more importantly, for this exact fact, like what you said, is that 6-year difference in age, you know, lifespan, if they're going to end up, you know, inheriting this money and running this portfolio that they've never done in their entire life, they need to at least know where things are. They need to at least know, you know, what the heck's going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and if they don't know that, it can be very, very tough and very challenging. And sadly, too, they could be very easily manipulated and taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because, you know, people will say, hey, oh, here, just put it all this money in here and I'll make this huge commission. And, you know, they're not going to go to a fiduciary based advisor, going to go to somebody who just sells them stuff. Usually the, you know, maybe it's the bank or, you know, the local broker or somebody, but somebody's going to talk to them about something and get them just to dump the money in. And then they're going to find out it's a really bad situation and it's the most expensive thing and probably not necessarily what they needed. So, you know, again, having that plan, you know, having that roadmap, if something happens and, you know, along life, and life does happen, right? You're on a trip and maybe your car breaks down, maybe you have a flat tire, whatever. Same thing with life, right? If you lose a spouse, you're going to still go on living, but now what? And how, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you don't know what's going on, it's going to be really tough. So that's why having a plan is so critical. What we're here at Heckman Financial is really just to guide you down that path and say, here's how you can make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. Here's your income plan, so we know it's going to be good with and without each of you there. Because what happens is when one person dies, you lose that Social Security check, right? There's other things come into play. Then look at the you know, the investments. Are they all at risk or are there some guaranteed stuff? Is there some steady income money and not just all market money? We also want to look at the taxes. How's the tax effects going to be now in the future? And also when you're single, you know, if all of a sudden you're widowed, guess what? The tax brackets all get cut in half, but you know, your tax is going to go up because you're in a higher bracket now. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues. Who's going to take care of whom? And then legacy. Who's going to make sure that money goes to your, you know, your loved ones after you guys are both gone. So again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth so you can worry about having fun and enjoying life and not have to worry about your money. So if that's something you want to take advantage of and find out a little bit more, you know, set up a call for us just to find out what's going on in your situation. 800-454-1184. You can leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder at Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. He has an awesome team. So, all right, let's talk about how you do work with couples to help ensure that their income is going to continue even if something does happen to one of them.
Yeah, so lots of times people say, hey, you know, I need whatever the number is, let's say $7,000 a month, and maybe between both Social Security checks, you're getting, say $5,000. So you just need to make up the extra two, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what that doesn't count is if somebody passes away, that Social Security check might get cut in half. And now all of a sudden you don't need $2,000, maybe you need $4,000 a month. And, you know, if that happens, how are you going to make sure that money's there? Is it going to be all based on stock market returns and ups and downs of the market and what, you know, Wall Street wants you to be in and have all that risk? Or is it going to be something that more like a pension, something where you have some money coming in, something that's going to be there, something that's going to be steady? You know, and that's what I find a lot of people don't have is, you know, the 401ks when they took over and squished out everybody else, you know, the Vanguards, the Fidelities and all these big brokerage firms of the world now run, you know, how we invest in our 401ks, and it's 100% market-based. But if you look at a pension company, you know, pension companies don't invest that way. They don't have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They have stuff that pays them good, steady income that's guaranteed. They've got different pots of money, and that's what everybody else needs, too, is they need to have those different pots of money. Okay. So that way, when you're retired, you got that money coming in, you've got some steady income, you got maybe some income that's guaranteed for life, that's a joint life payout. So that way, if one of you are gone, it doesn't matter. That check keeps coming in, doesn't drop in value or anything. There are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still a lot more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, but he's also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, it's everything that we talk about on our show. You know, he wanted to open your eyes to all things available so you can have a remarkable retirement. And so he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and that's what this show's all about. You can get this book by calling 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Get that book complimentary. All right, so today we're talking about some of the unique challenges that women face in preparing for retirement. Eric, GoBankingRates.com has a huge list of financial challenges that women face in retirement. I wanted to get your reaction and have you give us these facts. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. The gender pay gap, something that's getting, I think, a little bit better, but not something you can necessarily do about on your own case other than apply for other jobs.
Yeah.
Lack of financial confidence is definitely a big one. A lot of times women just don't know what's going on, or they don't take charge of it, or don't want to learn about it, but they do worry about it. And so, it's one of these things where you do have to definitely get some education about. Obviously, women live longer than men, so that's going to be a big factor, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be ultimately running the situation and making sure that money lasts. And often they're the caregivers, so they're going to take off time for either loved ones or take care of the spouse. And they may have spent a lot of money to help their spouse that's ill, and then what happens to them? Because if you spend $300,000 or $400,000 on your ill spouse, that's great, you're able to do that, but are you able to still stay retired after that? And then often what they also call a gray divorce, which has been a huge thing, people in their 50s or 60s divorcing. And that can be a huge cost item, because all of a sudden you have to start all over and get these things, reset up. And, especially with the housing markets going up higher and getting more expensive over time, if you're trying to buy a new place and, start over again, it can be really tough. And so I think women really need to be paying attention to this and not defer these responsibilities to somebody else, but make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The Department of Labor says 58%. So we're talking, almost 60% of long-term caregivers are female. And if someone is a caregiver, a female is a caregiver for a family member or a loved one, then you're probably having to cut back on your job, maybe less ability to save. I got to tell you, Eric, this very thing happened with my best friend. She just lost her husband, who aged 70. And so for a year, they still paid her, thankfully, but she was caring for her husband, and then they had some issues happen with the house. So, she's worried now about how she's going to do. She's not ready to retire, but once, she gets there, I think she's going to have to work for a long time. So, tell us how someone can be in that position and kind of try to catch back up with their savings. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, no, it can be very, very tough. I mean, I had a situation with a client who was, she was in sales, and both her parents were ill. And she took off several years and basically made almost nothing. Had to go into her own retirement funds to get by. And then when they passed away, half the money went to her brother, who'd never helped the parents at all. And he'd had all his retirement savings intact and all this stuff, right? So it can be definitely tough. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start putting money away, right? You have to have a plan. You have to start funding as much as you can, figure out, okay, is there cheaper ways to live? Is there, can you rent out a room in your house to somebody to make some extra money? All sorts of things where you may have to come up with just to get back into a safe spot that's going to be sustainable for retirement. And again, I think it's really a great time to to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today we're talking about retirement challenges for women. About 40% of women investors identify as beginners, Eric. So I think a lot of women do lack confidence in their financial knowledge. Tell us some steps they could consider to try to help boost their financial confidence. What would you tell them?
Well, obviously just learning, right? Anytime you're not confident on something, it's usually education-based. It's either your experience or education, right? So if you know, the experience you'll get, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah.
But at least the education part you can take care of, and you know, that's something that you can do on your own. So yeah, just reading some different books out there. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, I have a book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, those are some stuff that you can do. I wouldn't necessarily watch all the crazy shows about buy this stock, sell this stock and all that junk. That's more financial entertainment than it is, you know, real advice. But looking, you know, just learning about some of these things, but also just starting to know what's going on, you know your situation, know where you're headed. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, once you've figured it out, you know, it's pretty easy. I've been teaching my youngest son how to drive, and you know, it's always fun. I can't believe I've had to do this a third time now. But
I know, that's funny.
And you know, he got mad at me because one time I crossed myself before we started. He goes, "Oh, that's a little mean." And you know, but I just did it for fun to mess with him. But you know, it's one of these things that now you don't even think about driving, right? You almost don't. It's so automatic. And same thing here. If you know about the finances, you know that you're on a path, you know that you have a direction, then it's fine. But the scary part is when you don't know. So knowing that, getting that education, I think is critical.
Yeah, so true. I do agree with you. So the Department of Labor says that women age 65 or older are more likely than men to live below the poverty level. So Eric, these are startling statistics. What's your message for women preparing for retirement?
Got to take some charge, right? Got to know what's going on and, you know, really figure out, do you have a budget? How are you going to make sure that money lasts? How are you going to look at the risks, stock market volatility, inflation, taxes, healthcare costs? How are you going to generate income? I mean, it's one thing just to have that money sitting there, but how does, if it's just in a mutual fund, does it actually pay you anything? Does it come out? Is there, you know, dividends and interest coming out? You have to look at all these things of how to keep that standard living and how to make sure you're keeping up with inflation, keeping up with taxes and all that, all those fun issues that maybe you didn't want to deal with, right? So there are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But yeah, this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you help with a retirement strategy. He always talks about this on our show. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. A lot of times on our show, we talk about fun things, you know, like planning vacations and what you want to do in retirement. But then there are other things that are really just as important, but a little harder to plan. And I'm talking about your final wishes. So, you know, even your funeral. And a lot of times you don't want to sit down and think about it, but it is so much easier on your loved ones if you do that. Eric, I got to tell you, you know, we lost my brother-in-law last summer, and he had been sick for about 2 years, and I couldn't believe that after he passed, my poor sister-in-law was running around trying to figure out where they were going to be buried. They had not even done that yet. These things are not fun to think about ahead of time, but at the same time, you know, you do need to get that done. So it's a lot easier on yourself or even your loved ones. Tell us what you've learned from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it can be very tough and very stressful. And probably the one I liked the most is one of my clients called it a fog. She felt like she was in a fog. And you know, over the next couple of years, every time we'd meet, she would talk about how the fog's lifting and it's getting more visible and things. And you know, I think that was a kind of a good way to do it. And imagine you're in a, you know, almost a whiteout fog kind of condition. And you're having to make, like you said, for your sister-in-law, you know, decisions on, you know, what to do here and what to do with this. And, you know, then, of course, you got finances. You know, do you want to have this rolled over to your name? Do you want to have this in theirs? Or how do you, you know, there's all these things that you have to all of a sudden decide. And they can have huge tax ramifications, huge cost ramifications. I think there's a lot of things that people really need to be doing. And yeah, it's, you know, like you said, vacations are way more fun to plan than this.
Yeah.
But, you know, this will happen. This is guaranteed. So
yeah,
take some time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
take
right.
some time. Figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, since you and I've been doing this show, I'm 62, almost 63. And I really, truly am starting to think through all these things and wanting to get our plans together. We have not done that. We've talked about it, but we have not done that yet. But AARP has some really good resources on how you can help your family by taking a few basic items, by taking care of a few basic items. So, Eric, let's go over those. Tell us about what are some things we should consider doing.
Well, obviously, what we were talking about there is if you want to be buried or cremated and all that stuff, just have that kind of planned out. And, you know, you save a lot of money if you do that ahead of time, too. So it just makes more sense. But the biggest things that I've always seen the most ill will and the worst situation is not the financial. It's the stuff, or lack of a better term, the junk.
Yeah.
Often it's stuff that nobody else really cares about. I at one point, I had a kind of a cool situation where I had a four generation client. You know, I had from grandma all the way down to you know, great grandson stuff. And when grandma passed away, one teenage daughter went in there and got some of grandma's shoes, and the other sister had a teenage daughter was all mad because why'd you go take grandma's shoes? Now grandma had been a client of mine for a long time, and her shoes were not fancy. But it was just like, hey, the fact that you went in there and you took stuff without asking me and blah, blah, you know.
And, yeah.
And it's just, you know, somebody gets this, but I'm the one who always spent the time with that and with him, or, you know, so yeah, having, you know, you can either write it down or, you know, the best thing is, you know, take a picture. I mean, it's easy to take pictures and print them off, right? So
yes,
if there's some sort of sentimental item, some picture, some, you know, like actually my own grandfather was a van driver for United Van way back when and for a while, and he always had this cool little miniature, you know, United Van truck.
Oh, yeah.
My sister always wanted that, so she made sure, you know, he put her name on the bottom of it.
Yes, that's cool.
You know, so, but nowadays, you don't even have to do that. Just take a picture and put it in your trust or put it in your, you know, important materials and say, this is who gets what. And, you know, ask people ahead of time, right? And so that way they know. And, you know, having a plan is so, so important. Again, I think it's really a good, great time to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, sometimes you are one of the very first people contacted by the family after a client passes away. Why don't you tell us some things that you go over with that spouse or maybe with the children of a client who has died?
Yeah, well, it's always tough. And probably one of the hardest ones I had was I had a client that she had put money in one account years ago, and then she started doing stuff on her own. And ironically, my office is now in her old building. Where she worked. But she ran it all. She did all the finances, everything, and had it all go to her work email.
What?
And so when she passed away, they couldn't even know where the monies were. They couldn't even figure out. So, you know, husband came in with their 18-year-old son, and they were trying to, in essence, hack into their accounts or find their accounts. But all the resets go to her work email, which she worked for a bank, and that gets shut off the second you pass away.
Oh, goodness.
So one of the things is, yeah, just, you know, helping them log into accounts, helping them figure out where the accounts are. Yeah, sometimes you do some detective work, you know, look at, did you have any interest from, you know, stuff on your last tax return, you know, from different places? And, you know, so that's one of the things. What should you do with each account? There's a lot of legal ramifications with, you know, if you roll over IRA money to somebody's name or not. You know, so there's a lot of stuff about inherited IRAs or not, or, you know, if it's a spouse, they can roll it to their own name. If they're under 59 and a half, then you may not want to roll it to your own name. So there's a lot of things around that. And then just even resetting the tax basis. There is a thing called step up in basis. When somebody dies, you get it, you inherit it at today's market value. So, you know, you need to reset all those bases and stuff. So there's a lot of little things to go into it. And, you know, we just kind of help walk them through that and kind of guide them through that process.
Well, you know, like we're saying, none of these things are fun to talk about, but we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know when our final day is. And that's why we're talking about something so important like this. You know, don't put this off. Plan out what you need to do. Tell us how things like estate planning, legacy planning, like we're talking about, fit into your overall process. This fits right in with your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to have a plan for this. I mean, it's not, yeah, you literally don't take it with you. Somebody's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be somebody who's going to go through just pure agony, having to go through the court systems and figuring out how much to pay attorneys and court costs and all this other just awful stuff that you may have stuck somebody else with having to deal with because you didn't take a little bit of time to fix it, right? And you know, and then also make sure it goes to the right people. Did you do the right beneficiaries? If maybe one of your children predeceased you, does their children get your money, or does it all default to your other kids, and then their kids get disinherited? You know, there's little things like that that people just don't think about. You know, it's just one of these things where you have to have this plan and done. You know, if you own any sort of property, really, you gotta have a trust. I mean, you need to have a living trust set up. Work with a estate planning attorney if you have one or something. Maybe if you're somebody who just doesn't want to meet with anybody and just likes to do stuff on their own. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, we'll actually have a link for an online version of a trust that you can set up there. And it's really nicely well done trust that we've reviewed and talked to the people who set it up, and at least get that planning process done, because you need to make sure that process is taken care of, because you can either leave somebody a mess that they have to hunt through things and find and search and just go through pure agony, or you can leave them a fairly nice situation that, believe it or not, still takes a lot of time and effort.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If anybody's helped anybody having to settle estate, it's still a ton of work if it's in the right order. If it's out of order, if it's messed up, oh my gosh, it can be just a nightmare to deal with, and it's almost like a second job. And you don't want to leave that to other people. You don't want to leave it to your loved ones especially. So taking some time and doing that, and what's what we do here at Heckman Financials, we actually help people eliminate that worry. There are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. Check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy. In a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it, because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, who is right here in Silicon Valley helping retirees with straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Now, Eric, I know that you have been dealing with retirees for the past 30 plus years. And so, every week on our show, we also try to get some input from you from what you've seen, what you've experienced with your retirees. We often talk about challenges and risks that exist in retirement. And so thought it'd be good today to just have you give us an example of someone who's experienced a retirement obstacle. We call it a financial fail. So tell us about it, please, Eric.
Yeah, well, this is a gentleman who was, he came to us, and we were trying to help him out. He'd been retired, had to go back to work. He retired early on and then realized he was, well, after the fact, spent a lot of money, a lot more money than he planned, because we retired earlier, right? So he had higher medical costs, he had lower Social Security income, all these things. And, now he's trying to rebuild. And, that's really tough to do that after the fact, because he's already locked in this lower Social Security income for life. He's already seen, how expensive things are, but he didn't have a plan to do it first. And, I see this with a lot of people where they just go off and they don't realize that, they say, oh, yeah, you can, you're going to only need X dollars for the rest of your life. Well, usually you have those bucket list items, right? Those fun things, mm-hmm. Especially during COVID, a lot of people weren't able to do them. So that bucket list kind of got longer because they weren't checking off things, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's certain things you can do. I mean, obviously having that income plan, knowing what expenses, having somebody review all that's, I think, probably simpler to do, because it's just, hey, sit down with somebody, go through that income plan, and then check on it every year. In retirement too. You can't just set it and forget it type of thing. No, you got to check in every year to see how things have changed and see how things are, there's one theoretical thing of how much I was going to spend. Well, here's how much money I have left. And, did you spend that much or more? So those are the things that you really want to be looking at. And then also, for any time you have any large dollar amount in something, if it's a stock or whatever, You know, you can put usually stop losses on that. You can have things where they sell at a certain level and bail out. So, you know, again, have a plan is where it is all sadly comes down to. I know it's boring, but that's what it's all about.
But it's the truth, yeah.
So, you know, if you need to get some more resources, you want to get a little bit more information, you want to educate yourself, you can get my book. You can get a lot of great white papers about Social Security, how not to run out of money, all these wonderful tools that we have built up at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.